Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. About to talk a little bit more about the Texans who have the day off before they get back to work tomorrow for training camp 2025. We were just talking about leaving stuff at the store, not taking it back to its particular place from the 8 through 2. It's creating jobs for those workers in those stores when you leave stuff at the register. AI can't return that.
Not a baby.
It's not create. Those stores are not hiring more people to put those back. They're just making this the skeleton crew that they have right now work harder.
They barely got baggy people there now, man.
It's true.
Yeah, they barely got cashiers.
Yeah, no doubt. Somebody else texted, I bet Lopez doesn't put his cart
up. Bet you don't.
Dude, I am so anal about it. I answered him. I think I've said this on the air. There are two types of people in this world, if you want to get right down to it. People who put their carts up in the parking lot and a-holes. I am anal about that. But, you know, hey, you know, if you're at the cart, you got to put something on the side.
Yeah. But a brisket at the battery rack, that's fine. Okay. All right.
That's different.
Look, people are not always entirely logical, and I'm learning that even more so about you here, Lopez. I appreciate that. All right. Again, I mentioned Texans day off, but training camp continues to roll on. They'll be back out there at the Houston Methodist Training Center tomorrow. We'll be, of course, out there. We'll talk to Callan Hanna.
How about that?
That'll be a fun conversation to be had tomorrow.
Can't make a lot of promises, but I can promise that. It'll be fun.
That is true. And, of course, we'll talk to somebody right off of the training or off of the practice field as well, as we have always been able to do all training camp long. But there's a number of guys that we haven't been able to talk about, haven't been able to see for this Texans team because they were on the physically unable to perform list or the non-football injury list. Which one of those hurts this team the most? Which of them hurts the least, Lopez?
Well, let's go through the list. I think I've got it all right here. Correct me if I'm wrong because you're better at this. On the PUP list, Tank Dell, Danico Autry, Derek Barnett, Trent Brown, Folu Farakasi, Kurt Heinisch, Damian Pierce, Jimmy Ward. NFI.
Tank isn't on the PUP list. I think he's just straight up injured reserve.
Well, for these purposes, for these purposes. And then NFI, Joe Mixon. So of all those names.
Oh, wow. Elijah Huzzy. He said, bleep him, huh?
Okay. Elijah Huzzy's on there, too.
You see that thing? He's just like, I don't care.
Sorry, Elijah.
Put him on the battery rack. I ain't going to take him all the way back to the meat session.
I took him off the grocery belt. of all those names, I started thinking about this. You know, as we see practice, and we're 7 days in, going to be eight tomorrow of practice. Like, which one do you think could hurt this team the most? I'm going to ask you first before I give you my answer. Figure you two because, and maybe one that won't hurt as much. Keep in mind, of those players, five were starters last year.
There's two that come to mind. I think you know the way that I think a little bit at this point, and it's usually not simply on the primary thing. It's kind of the secondary thing that'll move me. And the two names that came to mind for me were Trent Brown and Damian Pierce. Which is funny because I don't know that of the guys on that list, those are the guys that I feel the strongest about.
Right.
But I think I feel the strongest about the position battles that they would be in if they were out here practicing. And Damian Pierce is very clear. You guys know the kind of hesitations and trepidations I have with Nick Chubb while also still appreciating who he is and the fact that he's there and the knowledge that he has in running the football and the strength and the physicality that he will inevitably produce. With Joe Mixon, again, with the injuries that he's dealing with, not saying that he won't be there when you get to that time, but the questions that are there, Damian Pierce being out there and competing and, you know, maybe even pushing Nick Chubb, because, again, competition is the watchword for this training camp, not being there to do that is kind of concerning. Now, of course, it gives more opportunity for Woody Marks, for Jawar Jordan, guys who I like and I want to see more of to do things. I still think that, hey, that would be more competition, which I think would push that space and
make
me feel
better.
What
about hurts the least?
But then, and Trent Brown, I wanted to mention though, because again, offensive line, we talked about it. The whole idea was that competition was going to raise the boats, not necessarily that they had brought in a whole bunch of great talent. Ursary feels like he's at right tackle, but correct me if you think I'm wrong. That almost feels like default more about Blake Fisher maybe not stepping up than Ariante playing at a crazy high level.
Maybe both. I think they've been pretty impressed with Ursary. I think because he's gotten more reps.
He has.
And maybe it is, and I'm the guy that has not been high on Blake Fisher, but I'm just trying to be fair here. It might be both. What about you, Figgy? The players that hurt the most and the least.
Yeah, you talking about just the pup list or just
and NFI?
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't mention Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I was going to say Joe Mixon because I feel like if he's not ready to go, then you. I mean, I know how Reggie would feel about this, but you might be depending on the Nick Chubb for the first couple games or whatever. So I I'm a little worried about that. And plus, I guess I got to throw in Damian Pierce too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you rolling with Nick Chubb and Woody Marks?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's, and I'm a Nick Chubb guy.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how much I will feel about that one. But yeah.
Is it weird that I think Tank Dell? And here's my
as least or as hurts
as the most. Okay. As high as we are on Higgins, Jalen Knowles had a good camp. Christian Kirk is in. If you had Kirk, assuming Kirk would still be here, but still, let's say you had Kirk, Dell, and Nico, and with Tank Dell's precise route running and this offense, I would feel so, because there are some unknowns. We're high on those guys.
Yeah, they're rookies,
but
man.
They're rookies and they're unknowns, and Tank is a proven commodity. I think the one that might hurt the most right now anyway, because it could change, you know, once we start seeing these guys maybe perform and produce, I'm going to lean Tank Dell.
There's a camaraderie that he already has established with C.J. Stroud as well. I hear you on that. The problem with, before I get to any other wide receivers, and again, I know that you have at least one, but I feel comfortable about two before we even get to like where you are with tight end, that I think will be productive for your quarterback. We talk clearly, Nico Collins, one of the best wide receivers in the league, in my personal opinion. And then Christian Kirk, who is a consummate professional who knows how to do his role and I think will be very vital. You got to keep CJ upright. And I think that competition at offensive line continues to loom large for me, which is why I would hope that a Trent Brown would at least be able to be out there if you could have gotten him out there. When you talk about least, and it's, again, same feeling. I feel so confident about the position group that I don't worry about it. Derek Barnett.
That's fair.
Like, Derek Barnett, I don't worry about him because, one, 51, 55, they are going to meet at the quarterback consistently. Mm-hmm. And then when you sub them out, you have a number of guys that I also still feel comfortable about rushing the quarterback. But then also, once Derek Barnett does hit the field, he is such a pro himself. And I know that he's not hurting for this time. He will step in and be able to do the things that he does at a consistent manner, regardless of when it is. So I feel that was the one that I feel the least concerned about.
The one I feel the least concerned about is probably Jimmy Ward.
Me too.
Because I feel like they're pretty loaded at that secondary position. And he kind of had a tough year last year, man. It seemed like you always saw the back of his jersey at some point. And I think it's a good thing to have him there, but I don't think we would be sitting there like, man, we need Jimmy Ward back.
I'm with you.
I think he's getting a little
old. Nothing to do with anything that's happened with Jimmy Ward. I feel J-Rock and Jay Reed and obviously Gardner Johnson, who you're going to hear from today, by the way. I'm with you. I think Jimmy Ward, not that I wouldn't appreciate it, but worried the least.
I kind of disagree.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree. Like, as much as I feel like he was very helpful, especially in a very particular sense, in the particular role that Jalen Petrie exists in and the depth behind him. Arthur Millett is supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, what color was the jersey that Arthur Millett was wearing?
That was red.
That's a non-contact jersey. He still has not been able to get out here and do the work for that position. You brought him in. He did not have the benefit of mini camp or any of that. Or OTA, so he's jumping in camp and he hasn't been able to be physical in that space, which is a position that needs a level of physicality. Not saying that they won't have a guy that can step in and maybe do that, but you know, Jimmy Ward is a guy who has played that position and he jumped in very admirably when Petrie got hurt last season.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel a little bit more comfortable if Jimmy Ward was available for you in this time period because that secondary, you know, that backup role to Petrie is currently in a place where I think you have somebody penciled in, but I'm not certain of the play that you get when that person has to step in.
Why'd they bring in Mollett to do that role? And he's an experienced guy. And by the way, Jimmy Ward is on the record as he doesn't really like playing nickel.
No.
Yeah.
But he don't got to like it to be good at it, and he has been good at it. And I think more than anything, Jimmy Ward is a professional enough to be like, I don't like it. However, if this is what it takes to win, then that's what we'll do. Which, again, I think actually you could take, you can run that up the chain to the top when you talk about D'Amico, when you talk about Nico. But I think more D'Amico just because he is a guy that has established the culture more than anything. And that culture is we do what we need to win. Yeah. There are some things that we like. There are some things that we don't like. And they've done a good job of like thanking like a Titus Howard for doing a thing that we know that you did not like at a point for the betterment of the team. But the guys are ultimately going to do that. So I think that that's why I feel that way about Jimmy Ward. Somebody said, is Jimmy Ward in any trouble with the law? Oh, baby. he was arrested in Montgomery County. How long ago was that at this point?
About a month ago.
Yeah. We're still waiting on some level of resolution, and the team knows, and they're just kind of waiting for the legal process to take its toll. But it was a domestic situation where I think the allegations stemmed around potential of like choking. So we'll see what ultimately the legal system comes with. To that end, all we have is what we got in that immediate first 48 hours. Of you know, information when it came to the arrest report, and then obviously him making bail. Actually, that was over after the weekend, wasn't it? And so that's all we still have in that space. And for the time being, we just continue to wait. He's out. He reported. He just has not been doing anything with the team to this point. All right, you're in the loop. Here we go on a Sports Radio 610-832. Good point, Christian Harris. But Christian Harris isn't on these lists. That's the thing that makes it the most weird about Christian Harris, because his presence would be very important. They seem to be continually operating in such a way where they go, if he comes out and helps, that's cool. Or when he comes out and helps, that's cool. To that point, we have what we need to be able to do what we need to do. All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. I don't know if you saw this, but the Ravens put in a pool, and some of them Ravens can't swim. So they're like, Hey, we need Michael Phelps to come out here and teach us how to swim, which it seems like he will do. But that got us thinking, what's something basic that you just can't do? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.